Welcome to The Awakening for Aquarius. I'm Eric Francis Coppolino, your friendly neighborhood astrologer. Here with your audio reading. Still in somewhat soft-spoken mode, as I've had a week with a bit of respiratory distress. I seem to be finding my stride as I do these readings. I get warmed up, but here we are at the beginning. So I'm running a little bit cool. Well, now that I'm done congratulating Capricorn for having survived Pluto in Capricorn, I want to congratulate you for having survived Pluto in Capricorn, because, quite frankly, Pluto through the 12th house is every bit as challenging as Pluto going through your own sign, which it's now doing. But I suspect, with special difficulty, because Capricorn would seem to put up so much more resistance to, you know, basic change, which is kind of what Pluto is. I mean, Pluto is the large forces at work moving society along, and those large forces often get hijacked by dark forces who then kind of capitalize, and I'm here to help you not be subject to that, and not happening on your watch or participating in any way. And you know, the advantage we all have, or the advantage that we have who have some understanding of these things, is we can think about the larger picture of what society is going through, and consider our personal response, which almost never happens, unless in the exception of those who are specifically wanting to capitalize on things. And this is not, we're not here for that. We're here for personally thriving and for creating a better world, and for bringing some of the Aquarius back to Aquarius. You know, you've probably heard me say at least between 2 and 10 times that the first impression we all got of Aquarius was that Fifth Dimension song that wound up in the movie Hair, or that started in Hair and the Fifth Dimension did it. I forget which way that went. But it gave a bunch of characteristics of Aquarius that actually belong to Pisces. Harmony and understanding, you know, peace and love abound, and all this, the horses dancing in Central Park and the hippies running around. Aquarius is very different than that. Pisces is oceanic and encompassing and talks about very large, sweeping things, you know, things that might be overwhelming. Whereas Aquarius narrows that field quite a bit and addresses the smaller groups and the more select concept of humanity. That is to say that with Aquarius, it's a group, it's the sign of groups, but there tends to be an in-group and an out-group, which, of course, doesn't sound very Aquarian, but it's exactly what it is. But more important than that is that Aquarius crystallizes patterns. And essentially, whatever it touches or whatever touches it tends to crystallize. So we saw this happen with the internet. Whereas it sprouts as this thing. A couple of people have email addresses. You visit a website here and a website there. Maybe you got on the day when you were chatting on America Online, and it was pretty cool, and it seemed like a lot of people were there. And then suddenly, not only does this thing spread, but it spreads like somebody dropped some Ice 9 into the ocean, and then suddenly the entire planet was frozen. This is the kind of action that Aquarius can be behind. And it encompassed everything that Aquarius encompasses, particularly our social existence. The challenge of Pluto and Aquarius is going to be spotting the ways in which you've internalized these patterns and consciously letting them be recreated for you, or recreating them yourself as a matter of choice, or having Pluto break them down. By the way, I am my mind is not at full speed. I'm kind of running at about 2/3, so I will be pausing frequently to think. I'm not working with any kind of a script, so I'm just working off the chart, not even working off the reading that I wrote for you a couple of weeks ago. So we need this quite badly. The internet has become, in the entire digital age, the digital environment has become so all-encompassing and so all-consuming that it really feels like we've been swallowed by the Borg. And that's a very...